Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
It's great to have you with me here on this Thursday edition of our program. So thankful that you're here. And I hope you've been here with me for the last week and a half, because Derek has been teaching us about where to find security. What a great teaching it's been, far more practical than many of the series that we sometimes hear on this topic. I have to tell you that he's talked about finances, he's talked about depression and rejection, he's talked about all kinds of things. And yesterday and today, he's talking to us about being obedient. He's talking to us about the security that comes into our lives from being obedient. Today's title, or the title that Derek gave to this teaching, I think he was doing it a little bit tongue in cheek, but it's called How to Be Irresistible. And I'm sure we tend to take that in the sort of a physical attraction sense, but Derek meant how to be a person who cannot be resisted by the enemies of your soul, by the enemies of your salvation, by the kingdom of darkness. You know, there's a verse that comes out of the book of Job, believe it or not, that very much describes what it is Derek was trying to get across to us. It says, "Yet if you devote your heart to him and stretch out your hands to him, if you put away the sin that is in your hand and allow no evil to dwell in your tent, then you will lift up your face without shame. You will stand firm and without fear. You will surely forget your trouble, recalling it only as waters gone by. Life will be brighter than noonday, and darkness will become like morning." This is exactly what Derek is trying to teach us, that as we are obedient and do the will of God, sin leaves our camp. We are bold, we are confident as lions, we are irresistible. Let's listen now as Derek teaches us.
In my talk yesterday, I spoke about a kind of security that covers every area of our lives, the security that comes from doing God's will. I quoted 1 John 2:17. "The world is passing away, and also its lusts, but the one who does the will of God abides forever." I pointed out there the contrast between the temporary and the permanent. The world and all its ambitions and its objectives and its institutions, it's all temporary. It's all passing away. But the will of God is eternal, and the one who does the will of God becomes as eternal and as indestructible as God's own will, because God's own will is going to prevail in this world. The one who's united with the will of God by faith and commitment is just like the will of God. He's going to prevail. And then I showed you how this principle worked out in the life of Jesus, how his total motivation was not to do his own will, but the will of the Father who sent him, and how as long as he walked in the will of God, no one could touch him, no one could arrest him, no one could harm him. Not that he had material protection, he didn't have an armed guard, but he was simply walking in the perfect will of God, and he was irresistible. Today I want to illustrate the same principle in the life of one of God's servants in the Old Testament, Joshua. The title for my talk today is How to Be Irresistible. And as you listen to this talk, I want you to be absorbing the fact that you can be irresistible too. You and I can be irresistible if we'll apply the principles contained in my talk today. Joshua had spent 40 years in the wilderness serving Moses, but in that position of serving, he was being prepared to become a leader. And when Moses died, Joshua, as God's appointed successor, took over the leadership of Israel. And these are the words with which God commissioned Joshua. They're found in Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. Listen carefully as I read these 9 verses from the first chapter of Joshua. "After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, 'Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I am about to give to them, to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert and from Lebanon to the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country, and to the Great Sea, that's the Mediterranean Sea, on the west. No one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life. Note those words. No one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you or forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers to give to them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have not I commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. That was Joshua's commission, given him personally by the Lord. Now I want to point out certain important features of that commission which are relevant to our lives. First of all, in verse 6, Joshua had a God-given assignment. God said to him, "You will lead these people to inherit the land." That was his assignment. You remember yesterday I said there's a scroll in God's book somewhere, and in that scroll somewhere God has an assignment for each one of us, a role, a part to play. And that's how it was with Joshua. His role, his assignment, was to lead the Israelites into the promised land. We must begin with this fact that we have an assignment. That's the basis for our security. And then he had a special source of strength. His strength depended on God's law, God's word. Verse 8, "Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night. Be careful to do everything written in it." I've often interpreted that this way. Think the law, speak the law, act the law. The same principles apply exactly to us. God's word is available to us. We have to do the same. We have to think it. We have to meditate on it. We have to speak it. It has to be in my mouth. We have to act it. We have to do according to it. Those are the basic requirements.
You know, Derek has just read one of the great scriptures about confidence and boldness. Joshua 1:8, "Do not let the book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate it. Meditate on it day and night." And the conclusion of the verse is, you will be bold and confident. You will lead the people. You will take the land. You know what? When we allow the Word of God, the thoughts of God, and the Spirit of God that is in the Word to infuse our spirits, then we are the irresistible people we're called to be. There's more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
As a new believer, you want to know more about the promises found in God's Word. As a seasoned Christian, you want to gain deeper understanding of the mysteries of the Bible. No matter where you are in your journey of a lifetime, Derek's landmark book, Foundational Truths for Christian Living, will quickly move you farther along. Now completely revised and updated, Foundational Truths for Christian Living provides an indispensable foundation for all believers and is a proven and trusted reference tool for counseling, ministry, and sharing your faith. Drawing from over five decades of scripture-based teaching and study in the original Greek and Hebrew, Derek Prince clearly unpacks the foundational truths of the Christian faith. Foundational Truths for Christian Living gives you everything you need to develop a strong, balanced, and power-filled life of faith. Normally $19.95. For a limited time, Derek Prince Legacy Radio listeners can order a copy for only $14.95, a savings of 25%. Call now, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Receive this foundational treasure mined from years of study. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771 or order securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince, Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Glad that you're with me today, and glad particularly that you're going to be investing in the Word of God as Derek teaches us today about how to be irresistible. It's an unusual title, but it has to do with how to walk in the will of God, how to do the will of God, so that you are an irresistible force. Doesn't necessarily mean attractive. That's not what Derek's talking about, but rather incapable of being resisted. We can walk in that kind of victory. Let's listen as Derek teaches us how.
Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night. Be careful to do everything written in it. I've often interpreted that this way. Think the law, speak the law, act the law. The same principles apply exactly to us. God's word is available to us. We have to do the same. We have to think it. We have to meditate on it. We have to speak it. It has to be in my mouth. We have to act it. We have to do according to it. Those are the basic requirements. And then, on that basis, Joshua was told to be strong and courageous. I don't know whether you noticed how many times the Lord told him to be strong and courageous. Verse 6, the Lord said, be strong and courageous. Verse 7, he said, be strong and very courageous. And then in verse 9 at the end, be strong and courageous. Now, when God tells us to be strong and courageous, it's very encouraging. It's wonderful. God's told me to be strong and courageous. But let me tell you that God always tells us that for a good reason. It means that we're going to be in a situation where we're going to need strength and courage. So while it's encouraging, it's also a kind of warning. And just as much as Joshua needed to be strong and courageous in fulfilling his God-given assignment, if we're to fulfill our God-given assignment, we are going to have to be strong and courageous too. And then we note that God promised to him on this basis that he, God, would be with Joshua everywhere. He guaranteed him his personal presence all the way through. In verse 5, he says, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you or forsake you. And again in verse 9, the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. That's also for us. If we meet the conditions, God says, I'll be with you all the way. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And when all that has been established in our lives, we become irresistible. That's how Joshua was. Verse 5, no one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life. Now that's only true if you're walking in the will of God. Because if you're walking in the will of God, then anyone or anything that opposes you is opposing God. If you step out of the will of God, you lose that irresistibility. But while you're in the will of God, fulfilling those conditions, walking out your God-given assignment, thinking, speaking, and acting the word of God, walking in obedience, in total commitment, then it's just as true for you and for me as it was for Joshua. No one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life. Now, I want to take Joshua as a pattern for you and me, and I want to just show you how you and I have to apply the principles that the Lord laid down for Joshua. I want to suggest there are three things we need to bear in mind. First, we must base our lives on God's word. That was God's instruction to Joshua. This book of the law must not depart from your mouth. You must meditate on it. You must be careful to do all that's written in it. I've summed it up already, but it doesn't do any harm to repeat it. It's so important. Think the word of God, speak the word of God, act the word of God. That's the basic requirement. Secondly, we have to be strong and courageous. That's just as true for you and me as it was for Joshua. God has made provision for us to be strong and courageous. It's the provision of the Holy Spirit. This is what Paul says to his disciple Timothy. 2 Timothy 1:7, God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline. So if we walk in the Holy Spirit, if we are filled with the Holy Spirit, then that takes care of timidity. There's no room for timidity. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline. He excludes the spirit of timidity. Then the third principle is also very important. We see it very clearly illustrated in Joshua. We must advance and not retreat. We cannot go back. We must go forward. We can't focus on self-protection and self-preservation. We have to focus on advancing in the will of God. I want to read to you the words of Jesus at the end of Matthew's Gospel, Matthew 28, with which he commissioned his disciples. Matthew 28, 18 through 20, Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me." That's the basis for the rest of what he says. We have to understand clearly that Jesus is now King of kings, Lord of lords. He's at God's right hand. All authority is given to him. Then he says, "Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. And surely I will be with you always to the very end of the age." Notice exactly the same promise given to you and me. If we go in obedience to Jesus' commission, if we make up our minds and set our faces, we're going to do the will of God. We're not going to be afraid. We're not going to retreat. We're not going to focus on self-protection and self-preservation. We have an assignment. The assignment is to take this gospel of the kingdom to all nations of the world and make disciples out of all nations. And we have behind us the authority of Jesus himself. Jesus on the throne overshadows us, protects us, provides for us, and sees us through, but only if we go in obedience to his commission.
You know, as Derek is teaching about not retreating, a verse that I memorized once from Homer's Iliad came to mind. It says, "He who fights and will not run will live to see another sun. But he who runs and will not fight is sure to die, and it serves him right." There's more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
As a new believer, you want to know more about the promises found in God's Word. As a seasoned Christian, you want to gain deeper understanding of the mysteries of the Bible. No matter where you are in your journey of a lifetime, Derek's landmark book, Foundational Truths for Christian Living, will quickly move you farther along. Now completely revised and updated, Foundational Truths for Christian Living provides an indispensable foundation for all believers and is a proven and trusted reference tool for counseling, ministry, and sharing your faith. Drawing from over five decades of scripture-based teaching and study in the original Greek and Hebrew, Derek Prince clearly unpacks the foundational truths of the Christian faith. Foundational Truths for Christian Living gives you everything you need to develop a strong, balanced, and power-filled life of faith. Normally $19.95. For a limited time, Derek Prince Legacy Radio listeners can order a copy for only $14.95. A savings of 25%. Call now, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Receive this foundational treasure mined from years of study. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or order securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Very glad that you're with me today. And joining me in the studio today is one of my good friends and the executive producer of the show, Christopher Selby. Christopher, by the way, is also a grandson of Derek Prince. Chris, great to have you today.
Hi, Stephen.
And Christopher always brings to us great testimonies that some of you send in, great reports about the good that this program's doing. So, Chris, take us away, man. Tell us what's going on out there with people as they're being impacted by Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
You know, it's really exciting. As our regular listeners will remember, we recently did a series on why these things happen to God's people. And my grandfather took us on a series through Job, and it's one of my favorites. And we received an email from a listener not that long ago from Canada named Mary, and she just wrote, "I'd like to thank Derek Prince Ministries for offering the book, The Grace of Yielding. I listen to Derek on 93.9 FM radio every day. I look forward to hearing the messages he presents as it always relates to something in my life that I'm presently dealing with. The message of Job's suffering gives me encouragement and strengthens my faith and belief in God's faithfulness." And just as a side note, that's amazing to me.
Oh, yes.
She continues on, "I thank God for the radio ministry as I listen to it at noontime and also lately after midnight as well, which makes me feel loved and reaffirms that I am loved by God. I pray that this ministry will reach more and more people in Canada. The message is clear and concise, and it is not sugar-coated, which I love. May God continue to bless Derek Prince Ministries and each person that is involved with continuing teaching the truth of God's Word. May God bless all of you and continue to strengthen and uplift you. Mary." That's Mary. from Canada.
Wow, which is that's fantastic.
You know, she is clearly being impacted. You know, the Lord is using these teachings to reach her with what's going on in her life at that moment. At times, you just stand back and go, wow, that is just a God thing. When, you know, we look at the teachings from my grandfather's archive that we want to bring out, and we always pray about that. And we're try to be very sensitive to the Holy Spirit as to what, you know, what teaching are we air when, you know, but you never know what's going to actually impact someone's life into what they're going through. And time again, that's what we continue to hear. You know, I was driving in the car and I've just been going through this horrible situation. I flipped on the radio and I heard Derek Prince's voice, and he was speaking out of the Word of God exactly to the situation that I was dealing with.
You know, isn't it amazing how often we hear that?
Yeah.
That here we are, we're doing a radio program. Obviously, there's some preparation in advance. You know, we work the things over in the studio, and there's a delayed timing before it's broadcast. People know that, of course. And yet, the Lord orchestrates it far beyond our human understanding, so that somebody who never gets in their car at 2:30 in the afternoon, how many times have we heard this, gets in their car, turns on their radio, happens to hear the one thing they most need to hear that day, as though Jesus got into the car seat beside them and began to teach them from his word. I mean, that is amazing the way the Lord does that.
Yeah, and it happens time and time and time again. And we have a good friend in North Carolina, in Southern Pines, North Carolina, who had that very thing happen. And Dick Leggett, a president of Derek Prince Ministry, shared that some time back, where she was having just this terrible situation in her marriage, and she just pulled into a Piggly Wiggly parking lot or something like that, and said, God, I've got to hear your voice. And she flipped on the radio, and there was my grandfather's radio program. And that woman today, now some years later from that event, she actually sponsors the radio program there in Southern Pines out of her own pocket, you know, single-handedly. And, you know, that's the type of impact that the radio ministry had on her, and she's that kind of torchbearer to another generation of believers.
That's fantastic. Do you have another one for us real quick?
Oh, yeah. I've got tons. But here's another one from Fresno, California, a guy named Scott. He writes, I recently found out about Derek Prince Ministries from a friend. He gave me a CD series of Derek's on demonic possession. It moved me. I've been saved for 5 years. I didn't walk like God wanted me to. Then I found your podcast. It's the best tool I have found to mature my spiritual walk. I tell everyone I come in contact with about it. Keep up the great work. Scott Flint in Fresno, California.
You know, that's just fantastic, and I'm thrilled for it. You and I both know we could sit here by the hour and read these kinds of reports and great tales of God impacting people through this program. I really want to urge those listening, though. You know, we are not just about trying to prop up the name of Derek Prince. We are not just about trying to have a successful program. We're about trying to impact our generation.
Exactly.
And I really want to urge those of you who are listening to consider getting behind what's happening here. This is an amazing thing. A man who impacted his generation, but who has passed away years ago. Thank God his teaching legacy is still available to us. And so without any even ability to prop up the kingdom of a man, I mean, a man's passed on to be with the Lord, we now can take his teaching and take it into the nations of the world. I want to urge those of you who are listening to be part of this. Go on the website, derekprince.org, and learn about the many ways in which you can help support this. We want to take this program into other American cities and other nations of the earth. Obviously, we want to blanket the states with it, all of the North and South America. We want to do amazing things here, and we need your help. We need your partnership. So log on to the website, derekprince.org, and you'll find out the many, many ways that you can partner with us to really change our generation.
You know, and we've been hearing today on the radio program my grandfather teaching about being strong and courageous and advancing and not retreating. And that is not only just a philosophy of this radio ministry, but Derek Prince Ministries as a whole. That's what we want to do.
That's powerful stuff. Christopher, thanks for being with us today.
My pleasure, Stephen.
Well, listen, that's all the time we have for today. It's going to be great tomorrow. You want to be here. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Be here tomorrow on Friday as the legacy continues.
Take a moment to order your copy of Derek's landmark work, Foundational Truths for Christian Living, available for a limited time for only $14.95. Simply call us toll-free, 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Take a moment to call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or order your copy of Foundational Truths for Christian Living securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org.